KSL News Time now, 7:29. Triple team traffic, and Andy Farnsworth, you're still looking at Bangor Highway.
Yeah, still having problems again this morning, northbound near 4100 South. The delays so far this morning aren't quite as crazy as they got yesterday, but we still have another hour toward where we're going to be at the peak. So be prepared for extra slowing. You're already backed up between 70th and 6200 South, and it's also really rough between 47 and 4100 South. Now, the main line of I-15 also backed up in between Draper and Sandy, plus some stop-and-go crossing 215 South Interchange. Eric Butler.
Got another accident this morning, northbound I-15 in Lehigh. This is around 1200 North, just past Lehigh's Main Street. Same spot as yesterday, and you've got the same slowing. It's tough to shake this out because of the time of day that this is happening. So right now, you're at reduced speed from Pioneer Crossing almost all the way to 2100 North. Redwood Road also a little bit slow, approaching 2100 North out of Saratoga Springs. Heather?
Your typical rush hour delays in place. Southbound 15 from Layton Parkway past the Kaysville Ponds. I'm seeing more slowdowns appearing just after Woods Cross to the North Interchange, but things are still good on the west side belt right after Legacy Parkway. 50% of Utah's professionals, MBA students, receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit pmbautah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.